You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today's March 30th, 2020. Welcome back to the podcast during, this is the third podcast of the month of March, and I could tell you that the beginning of the month looks like something different than the end of the month. So lots of stuff has happened, as we know, from the last show into this show, and things change daily. One thing I wanted to say is please everybody be safe out there. Practice social distancing, hand washing, cover up when you can, wear gloves when you can, all that good stuff. It's very important to be safe during this time. And if you just so happen to get sick, find medical care if you can. Just take care of yourself, guys, please, because this is very important. That health now is more important than ever with this coronavirus out there. It seems to be just going everywhere, all over. Everybody in the world is affected by this. So it's just, I don't know what else to say about that. Just take care of yourselves. For those of you on the front lines, for the medical professionals, and for anybody who's helping people out there, retail professionals. For police officers, firefighters, guys, first off, thank you very much for your service and everything that you're doing. It is not going unseen by many people. And one thing I will give is just a little bit of thoughts, being a retail manager myself and being working full time, actually more hours than usual right now, is that one, for you retail managers out there, be a little bit more patient with the customers. Understand that what they're going through is a little crazy. And they may not be as rational as they usually are, and vice versa for you customers and patients out there. Just remember, give them a little bit of an extra moment and time just to think about what you're going to say, and go easy on the managers, because let me tell you, they're going through a lot right now, and everybody out there that's working hard is affected. Also, my thoughts and prayers go out to those who are not working right now. I understand a lot of furloughed employees are out there. For a couple things, if you are looking for something, my company that I work for, I won't mention on the air, but if you email me, I can definitely send you a link, is hiring rapidly. They're hiring instantly for people to help them. So if you are looking for a part-time, full-time job to get you through, let me know via email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I will send you a link of a place to apply for, and a couple of other businesses that I know of, too. Reason why I can't say it on the show is because my company doesn't... they have to be part of it if I mention them, so I can't really say it. But if you send me an email, I can definitely send you the link to apply. So, the company I work for right now is hiring lots of people right now, looking to hire quite a few. So if you're and we're in about 36 states in the USA. So if you're looking for part-time work, and you work at like either your restaurant worker and you're out for a little while and you need something, let me know. I'll definitely get you that information. Anything I can do to help and help you out in that matter. And they're hiring on the spot almost, so you'll be able to start within 2 or 3 days. And it'll be going on until, I don't know when, until this is over. So the company will definitely need people to help us. So just putting that out there for all of you out there, just if you need support or anything like that, please let me know. I'll do my best to give you a hand. One thing too, guys, is this show is very therapeutic for me, so I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy producing this show and doing this show, and it gives me a little bit of time to be normal, and it gives you a little time to be normal. So I do plan on talking a lot about wet shaving. Little things have changed, so I'm gonna change up a few things in the show for a little while, just to, as things go on, if I see some ideas. One thing I do know is a lot of us are staying home a lot. Even if we are working or not working, we are still staying at home, whether we're working from home. So trying to figure out things to do wet shaving-wise at home to let the time go by. Or if you have any projects or something like that too, let me know and I can talk about them on the air. I have a couple today that we're going to discuss as well. All right, so I'll get on with the introduction to the show today. And first off, thank you all very much for everything, for listening, for all the support that you're out there for all of us. And if you are affected by this, which we all are, really, my thoughts and prayers go out to you. If anybody, if you are sick, or you did get, or you do know someone that's sick, know that we have support, and that I myself will be more than happy to talk to you via email or text message, something like that. Just let me know via email, any way I can do to help. I know sometimes talking some wet shaving can get us wet shavers to feel a little better. So, all right, let's get on with the introduction to the show, and then we'll get on with the show. So first off, happy belated St. Patrick's Day to you all. St. Patrick's Day has passed us by, and I didn't really put too much effort into producing a show for it due to everything happening. But one thing I did notice about St. Patrick's Day is the amount of products coming out. So next year we will do a St. Patrick's Day special with all the products. It might be like a fall seasonal special deal. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope if you got some cool mail calls of the St. Patrick's Day stuff, definitely post it online, because I know I love Irish Spring soap. I've always used Irish Spring soap my whole life, and I have a couple of Tweed soaps at home too that I really enjoy as well. Virtual meetups when staying at home, are they a new trend? Is this going to last? How do you do one? We'll talk about that. Are you home? Learn to hone. That's right. If you're home for work, or if you're home working from home and you have some extra time, or just don't want to go out, which most of us aren't doing right now, yeah, if you're a straight razor lover, it's a good time to learn how to hone a razor, because you got a little bit of extra time on your hands. Or if you have any other projects that you want to tackle wet shaving wise too, now's the time to do it. News from Charcoal Goods Razors. They have some news on razors and what's going on with them. And also, we're just going to feature one more time how to properly sanitize and clean your razors. I know it's important to do that in this time if you're buying stuff used, especially even if you're buying anything new. I always like to wash my razors as well, but now maybe just a little bit more attention to detail. All right, guys, without further ado, I'm going to get on with the show. So virtual meetups are definitely a thing that's happened before, but maybe it might be a thing of the future, especially during this difficult time. This past weekend, the crew at PAA, they hosted a virtual meetup for the Big Shave Southwest. Now, this weekend was supposed to be the Big Shave Southwest, and they, instead of having the meetup, they did a virtual meetup to where everybody got to talk. And I wasn't able to get on because I was working, but it looked like a lot of fun, and I've been on those kind of formats before. And I could tell you that they are a lot of fun to have a bunch of people. Just got to make sure everybody talks to it once one at a time, if you know what I mean. It's becoming a popular format with businesses and even schools. Is it for you? Is it for wet shaving? Well, if you have a moment, you can check out Zoom.us. That's a good platform to where you can do like a conference call type, virtual conference call. And that's what I think everybody's using. That's what they use for the Big Shave Southwest. And it'll show you how to do it, a tutorial. Now, this is something that I've been playing around with for a while. I've been wanting to do a live show, maybe on a weekend or something like that. I'm thinking now might be a good time to do it. So I'm going to play around with this myself. And by the next show, I'll definitely have a link if I'm going to decide to do something live. I got to talk to a couple of people to see if I can get somebody else to go on with me. And if you want to talk about wet shaving, have questions or anything like that, we can definitely do that. And it's something that I've been looking at and looking into for a while, and I'm definitely considering it. So any questions or anything like that, just check out zoom.us. You can actually host it with as few as two people. You can do a wet shaving meetup at home, or have a group that you're on Facebook or a forum or something like that, and just have them all meet up and just, hey, let's just talk wet shaving for a while. Grab a drink, grab a glass of wine, a beer, or a coffee, and just have a few minutes to where you're just talking. Even though you're home, hey, it might make you feel like you're everybody's closer together. And the best part about this is you can do it from anywhere in the world. So if you're in another country, or if you're home, you can do the virtual meetup. It's almost like you guys are in the same room. So I'm a fan. I'm going to try it out myself, and I'll be getting back to you guys in the near future very soon. So moving right along to I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I want to talk about Charcoal Goods. I'm a very big fan of Charcoal Goods. Brian, the maker of the razors there, is definitely an artisan with a very, very dedicated gift. He is very good at making razors, and he's very good. And they shave well, and they're fun to collect. I have one Charcoal Goods razor. I mean, I am at the point now where I'm kind of like holding onto my collection where I want one of everything, even though there's so many different options there. And, well, Brian's made it a little easier here. From Charcoal Goods. Just this week, Charcoal Goods sent an email to all their people on their email list. They announced they would discontinue all the current handle models and will be coming out with a single design very soon. So basically, get them while you can. Now, I think this is a great... This decision's got is a two-way sword, double-edged sword. And I'll tell you why. It's great because it's going to simplify the razor process. and it'll make it so you could probably, he'll probably be able to lower the price and sell more of them because he can make them in bulk. But I think it takes the custom aspect of it away a little bit. These razors are now, a lot of people that are going to pay $200 plus for a razor, they're not really looking at just having one razor in their collection. Most people aren't going to have one Wolfman, one Charcoal Goods, one Paradigm razor in their collection, or one Carbon Shave razor. All these high-end razors, they're usually, people that buy these razors are looking for a collection. They collect razors, right? They're a collector. I'm a collector, you're a collector, we're all collectors, right? Other than that, you just buy vintage Gillette or regular razors, right? You don't really go for the high-end razors. And I think the aspect of not having a custom handle, I don't know if you remember, we talked to Charcoal Goods a little while ago where they actually used to hand punch and use an old lathe and make them by hand practically. And that's when I really loved Charcoal Goods, and I wish I got one of them back then. But now I think it's just getting a little generic. I think it's going to be nicer and probably easier for him, but I don't know if the customality part of it, or if that's even a word, the customizing aspect is going to be still there. It's kind of going a little generic, so good because it's going to bring the price down, probably bad because it takes away your individuality on it. You can't really go and buy what you want. Now, one thing I'll tell you is I know Charcoal Goods are a great performing razor. I've tried all three levels of their plates, and I have one myself, a brass one at home, and I love it. I think it's a great razor, and I think it's love the design, and I love just the feel of it and everything. I think it's really a good quality piece. I'm just a little upset that they're going to one style. So, well, I mean, it makes it easy for me. I don't really have to buy any more handles or try this handle or that handle, but that's a little disappointing though. All right, so that's basically that's it on the Charcoal Goods aspect. Still great razors, but they're going to be changing it around. So if they're going to have anything left, definitely check out their website if that's something you're into. So learning how to hone while you're home. That's right, guys. If you're a straight razor user and you've always wanted to learn how to hone, well, make the best of the situation. Now's the time to do it. If you haven't had time, you probably have time now. We're all kind of sitting around the house and basically watching probably the news all day long. And I can tell you one thing, I'm getting tired of it. So myself personally included, I've been honing razors left and right. I've honed, I think, everything I own. And just starting to also do some writing and some reading and all that good stuff I've been putting aside. For me, it's a little tough because I've got a little baby at home. He's almost a year old now, believe it or not. And he is taking a lot of our energy and a lot of our time. So good to be around home, but it's getting tough to... Tough to do hobbies and stuff. Tough to hone razors without getting, unless everybody's asleep. So there's a lot of razor videos, and there's also a lot of stuff on this actual concept. I included the link to the Sharpologist guide that I wrote about 4 years ago, I think now, and I left that in there too. If you guys want to take a look at it, it's pretty extensive. Also, if you're lucky enough to have the Lynn Abrams straight razor CD or, excuse me, DVD. I'm lucky enough to have the copy. I bought one before Straight Razor Designs shut down. If you have one, fire up that DVD player and put it in, because I think you're going to be really happy with watching that video. It is really extensive. It's really fun, and it's just great to watch a video on wet shaving. I mean, how much better can you get with that? I mean, it's a wet shaving DVD. It's a couple hours long. There's a couple sections to it, but definitely check it out, guys, if you're into it. I think you'll have a lot of fun just learning about how to shave, and if straight razor shaving is something you want to start up with, now's the time really to start doing these hobbies because we all have a little bit more time on our hands. So check it out, how to actually hone a straight razor, and if you haven't even purchased a straight razor, maybe now buy one on eBay and try it out yourself, or try getting a honed razor and trying to learn how to shave. If this is something that you like to do, and try it out, because it's I can't emphasize enough how much fun it is to use a straight razor. It is a little bit more on the dangerous side, but it is a fun process, and I do enjoy very much doing it. I don't shave with a straight razor every day anymore. I do maybe once or twice a week. I always try to do it on Sundays or on Saturdays, on a weekend when I have some time. I love to take my time and I really work with building a big lather and a bowl on that day, and I'd like to take my straight razor and just basically just have a nice slow shave, a little quiet, shaving. Well, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, try it, you guys, if you're ready to do this, if this is something that's been on your wish list or something that you've been looking to do for a while, now's the time to do it. So if you're home, it's time to learn to hone. All right, and properly cleaning and sanitizing your razors, that is a big one now, okay? We are in clean mode right now. Everybody's cleaning. Everybody's buying everything out in the stores, from Clorox wipes to cleaner to toilet paper, all that good stuff. Everybody's buying it out. So why not clean the razors that you buy off eBay, or if you're even just a little bit a little hesitant to try razors that you buy new, you can clean them as well. So properly cleaning and sanitizing a razor, I know I mentioned this last week, but I'm going to just emphasize a little bit more onto it just because it's very important this time. This time of the year, but it's really this time. Barbicide does wonders. It kills just about everything. So if you have some barbicide, try it out. Also, if you take a 100% metal razor and you want to boil it, you can boil it. That'll kill just about any bacteria. When you clean shaving knots as well, we were talking about that a little bit last week, and I'm going to get a little bit more into that. I've tried different ways with soaps and stuff, but I did find that with some water and about 2 drops of alcohol or a drop of something in that long line or peroxide or something like that would work. I haven't tried it yet, but I heard it does work. So try it out. If you have a little rubbing alcohol, just a drop or two in a bowl of water and just wash it out. That usually works. And or you could just wash it like with some soap and water. You can use like even shampoo. It's hair. I mean, I've used shampoo before and it's worked great. And that should really get it out with a little bit of warm water, not hot water because you don't want to ruin the knot. But lukewarm water will definitely work. And also, if you have soaps and stuff, guys, probably can't emphasize this enough. I'm not sure how long bacteria or viruses live on top of things, but I wouldn't take any chances buying used soaps at the moment. But if you do want to buy used soap, scrape the top off with a knife or a scraper, and you can go from there. And then maybe just use some warm water onto it, and just maybe warm it up a little bit or something. I don't know how to do it with soap without ruining it, but I would probably avoid that right now. Aftershave, not so much. I don't think anything's going to get in the aftershave. But also, just make sure you wipe down everything. When you get a box, E2, and I know I'm very, very, I'm being a little bit over the top right now, but take a Clorox wipe, wipe the box clean before you bring it in the house, and just do that. Because you don't know who's touching this stuff, and who knows. Everything changes every day with this thing. So definitely just be clean and just take a little bit of an extra step here and there, and I'm sure everybody will be fine. Everything will go great. All right, so cleaning your razors is very important. It's important to do it anyway, but now it's really important. And if you just want to just clean your razors just to be safe, I also keep my razors very clean. I wash them after I work with or use them, and I also I've used a toothbrush with dish soap to clean them as well. You can also just use a bowl with hot water, dish soap, leave it in there, let it sit for about a few minutes, and that'll work as well, and that'll definitely disinfect the razor well enough to where you won't have any viruses or anything on it. So you don't have to do too much extra work on that. It's just a little bit of just for, I guess, peace of mind, really. I don't know much about this stuff, so I don't know if the actual virus can live on a box. I don't know if it can, but I do know that a little bit extra peace of mind it goes a long way. All right, guys, and so that's basically everything I have this week. It's been a very, very long week for me, myself, working and just being home and stuff like that. Just all this stuff is really tiring everybody out, and I can tell you one thing, it's kind of getting old too, to be honest. This whole coronavirus thing is just terrible, and there's nothing really good to be said about it, except that I think maybe we'll all be a little cleaner after this is done. I don't know if anybody who hasn't, I think we've scrubbed the house down every day for the last month now. It's been getting kind of crazy, and for this really insane month, one thing I got to say again, guys, I can't emphasize the thank you all for everything, for just being here and listening and just being fans of the show, because it's like I said, the show is therapeutic for me, and I just hope it's therapeutic for you in this difficult time as well. So our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners, and Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything he does in the wet shaving community. Guys, don't forget to check out my blog site when you get a chance. Working on that and actually rebuilding it myself now as we speak during this time. And also my YouTube channel, too, if you get a chance as well. All the links are in the show notes. All right. If you ever feel like you want to contact me, or if you're interested in ever sponsoring an episode, let me know at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. Guys, our next show will be actually. Whoa, I didn't even look at the date yet. When our next show will be? It will be the 12th. I'm sorry, the 13th. The 13th of April. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.